to get you hooked on an idea.
Well, what are you talking about?
Okay, President Trump, Orange Man Bad. That's a story thread that's been playing for 3 years now. Right? Even the Babylon Bee had a great crack at it this morning when they showed a headline from 2017. Trump's Russia scandal will be his undoing. Right next to it, from this month, Trump's Ukraine scandal will be his undoing. It's the exact same story, guys. They're just changing out the parts. I call it the middle part of the Orange Man Bad trilogy, right? The first one was the 2016 election. This is the middle film, so it's a little longer. And then the third part of this chapter will be the 2020 election. And then when he wins, you're going to have another trilogy, and that's going to be Orange Man Triumphant. So we'll go from there. But let's see. Here we go. Number one, Republicans disrupt impeachment deposition. Democrats say the move compromised national security as some lawmakers brought electronic devices into secure rooms where a Defense Department official was being questioned. Yeah, except we know from the Peter Strzok text messages that stuff happens all the time. That stuff happens all the time in Washington. The way that they disrupted the proceedings by bringing in electronic devices. Okay, this whole thing is just nonsense. I didn't even pay attention to it. Oh, well, the Republicans stormed this briefing. And then they showed a picture and everybody was like casually walking in. The last time I saw people like rush something, it actually looked like they were moving in a quick manner. But the fact these guys walked into this national security meeting or whatever the crap it is, it's nothing. It's nothing. They're trying to make it seem like this is some kind of breach, but it happens all the time. Electronic devices are brought everywhere. It's just part of modernity. In fact, it's almost one. If this was so vital, why didn't Shifty Shift make it more known that this was happening? And B, honestly, sometimes the Republicans you shouldn't draw attention to this because now you've given them storylines. I would have just held a press conference outside the door and said, like, why is he keeping us out? Why is he keeping us out? As a strategist, I felt that would have been more powerful than barging in. Because what you're doing, except maybe firing up your base in one regard, but what you're doing is you're handing the left, you're handing them storylines. Right? You're handing them storylines, which they will run with. And yeah, I know they'll run with them anyway, but don't give them any more. 844-527-8723. So that's your first story or news item. A nothing. Oh, they interrupted a deposition in a non-existent impeachment case. Okay, number two, Ukrainian leader felt Trump pressured before taking office. Oh my gosh. More than 2 months before a phone call that launched the impeachment inquiry, quote unquote, candidate Zelensky was already worried about the pressure from U.S. president to investigate Joe Biden, the AP learns. Really? They learned this just now? Because Mike Church of the Mike Church Show on the Acting All Crusadery blog has proof and was the only person to dig up the communications from the Ukrainian president after the phone call, where he expressed no pressure, where he expressed that it would have been a fine conversation. And there was no other subsequent reports in the Ukraine about how he was pressured. And there's none of this. But yet the AP suddenly finds this. Let's click on this article and see how they found this. Because I think it's a bunch of malarkey, as one presidential candidate says it. It's a bunch of malarkey, says old-timer Joe Biden. More than 2 months. Zelensky gathered a small group of advisors on May 7th for a meeting that was supposed to be about his nation's energy needs. Instead, the group spent most of the 3 hours discussing how to navigate the insistence from Trump. How do we...